We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Going to have some rainy weather here, doesn't it? Yesterday, and looks like today's going to be kind of rainy too, doesn't it?
A little bit, and then they're talking about it possibly turning cold on us again.
We've been lucky so far this year.
We have.
But Roberta and I decided the reason it hadn't snowed was because we didn't have to drive to work this year.
Well, that might be it.
Both of us have spent years coming out around Sinking Creek Hill and driving to work when it was slick and worried about whether it was going to snow and how we were going to get to work. And then this first year that both of us are not working in the winter, we laughed and said, this year it didn't get slick so far. But that's fine with me.
I'm good with that too.
I know you are. I don't want to see you driving down here on these icy roads either.
Well, Miss Sammy, bearing in mind that it might get cold on us again, we were talking about some comfort foods and we came up with some soup.
I have got at least a couple of soups that are, well, they're my bank friends' recipes, you know, people I worked with and have collected recipes from through the years. When they come to work, you know, and tell about something that, you know, you come in there, you didn't have any breakfast, and they're saying, boy, I made potato and bacon soup last night. And you're thinking, drool, drool, I can stand a cup now.
Yeah, that sounds good, too.
It is good. It is more trouble. It's a more complex potato soup recipe, but it's Martha Casey's. It is not low calorie. I'll warn you that right off. It doesn't take too much soup to fill you up or to warm you up. I never thought of doing that at home. It's always in a restaurant, you know, they'll ask if you want a soup or a salad. And if they got a really good soup instead of a salad, sometimes I'll get a cup of soup.
And you know, a soup and a sandwich is a perfectly acceptable meal.
It really is, or a soup and a salad. Joe Tobin used to say, don't ever get the cup, get the bowl, because there's only a dollar difference, and if you really like it, you wish you had more.
Absolutely.
So he was pretty astute about things like that.
There was some wisdom there, yeah.
This one is good and rich, but it is a wonderful potato soup.
Okay.
Potato and bacon soup. Take a half a pound of bacon and chop it up. An onion chopped. A half a cup of butter. A teaspoon of salt. A teaspoon of pepper. And a teaspoon of white pepper if you want to do that. But I sometimes don't have white pepper, so I always use black. I don't care if it has a few specks in it. A cup of flour. A fourth of a cup chicken base. You know, that's like that better than bouillon.
Right.
Or better than broth. 2 quarts of hot water. A quart of half and half. A half a cup instant potato flakes. 3 diced potatoes cooked and drained. And if you want to, green onions optional and shredded cheese. And in a stock pot, you cook your bacon until it's just getting crispy. And you don't drain that bacon. You leave that good old bacon flavoring in there. And add onions, butter, salt, pepper, and continue cooking it until your onions soften. You don't want them real brown, but it usually takes 5 or 6 minutes, you know, till they soften up. And reduce the heat to medium now and add the flour. And you cook, stirring that often, you know, making a roux of a sort there. It probably takes about 10 minutes because you want your flour to be cooked. You don't want that raw flour. You know, you stir it pretty often. And in a bowl, you combine your chicken base and hot water, stirring till it's completely dissolved. And then slowly add that base mixture to the stock pot, stirring and cooking until the soup thickens. Slowly add half and half. Increase heat to medium and stir in diced potatoes. Soup can be thinned or thickened with the potato flakes. You know, if you want it thicker, you add some of those mashed potato flakes. And if you like it thinner, you add some water or some more half and half until your desired consistency. Okay. Some people like it really smooth and milky, and some like it kind of thick. And then you just top it with the diced green onions and cheese if you want to, which adds a lot to it, especially if you're making a full meal, you know, out of it. Potato soup makes a full meal, or you can have a cup or a small bowl and then have a salad or a light entree after it.
Well, I will tell you, I'm a fan of the thicker soup. I think that makes it a lot more filling. And if you're looking to make a meal out of it instead of just a course in your dinner, the thicker soup tends to fit the bill a little more for me.
You know, my mother's potato soup, she really didn't put any thickening in it. She didn't put any flour. She just cooked boiled potatoes and onions together and then just put milk or cream. You know, when we lived on the farm and she had cream, she put that in there or milk. that was her potato soup, salt and pepper and a little butter on top of it. And we loved it because that was the only kind I ever ate for years.
Right.
In a restaurant, I ate it where it was thicker and where it had some crumbled bacon and some diced green onion and a little cheese on top of it. And that's when I began to doctor it up.
O'Charley's probably has the best loaded potato soup that I've found at a restaurant.
Well, the first I ever ate was at Rafferty's in Lexington, and it was really, really good. I ate it several times at Rafferty's, and I'm sorry to say, the last time I got it, it appeared that it had a canned taste to it.
Well, that's not good.
You know, there's a lot of good canned soups, but it just had a different taste than when they first started making it. So I figured probably one of the Rafferty's started making it, and then everybody else made it, and then they made them big vats and send it around or something.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret here, Miss Sammy. A lot of those soups are made by companies. They are put in bags, probably about 5 gallons worth, and shipped out that way. My father-in-law worked at a company outside of Indianapolis that did that.
I think that's true of a lot of places. You know, and some stuff like that is really good. In that case, during a period of time there, the Rafferty soup, potato soup, the first one I had eaten, it changed in there that it didn't taste the same. I don't know what they did. Maybe they had to change their recipe. I don't know what happened. The first time that I got it, and then I made it. I came home and made it after that. And I remember Amy, my niece, was here, and I fixed it one night for supper, and I had a loaf of sourdough bread from Cracker Barrel. And I warmed up and toasted that bread and had that homemade potato soup. And Amy thought that was the best meal she ever ate.
Well, it sounds good.
It was good. A good bread with a soup really adds to it. You know, we always ate crackers with soup, but Thurman's a big believer in frying corn cakes, you know, with any kind of soup. And a lot of that's good, too. That's good with potato soup.
It is.
What about some leek soup?
You know, I've never had leek soup before. Why don't you tell us about that?
Okay, this is my friend Roberta Anthony makes this, and if you're not familiar with leeks, which some people listening might not be, and I wouldn't be if I wasn't such a cooking foodie person, they look like a big green onion. You know, they're great big.
Mm-hmm.
But they look just like a green onion. And you have to be really careful cleaning them. They grow in sand ordinarily. I don't know of anybody that's grown them. I know a lot of gardening people, but I don't know anybody here that's grown them. But, you know, a lot of the groceries have them now. Kroger has them, and I'm not sure IGA is, but Louisville, you know, all the groceries there have them. But they're like a huge green onion, and you really got to wash them. You trim them, and then you soak them in water because sometimes there's sand in between the layers, you know, where they grew.
Okay.
But I've eaten them in several different dishes. This soup is Roberta's leek soup, and it's really good. You take 2 leeks, rinsed and sliced thin, and 1/2 onion sliced thin, and 1 potato sliced thin, and 2 or 3 cups of chicken stock. And, you know, if you have homemade chicken stock where you cook the chicken, that's great. But I find good chicken stock now at Costco and at Kroger, Swanson's, and even Kroger's brand. You know, they're real tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Salt and pepper to taste. 2 tablespoons of butter, 1/2 cup of milk, and 1/2 cup of cream. And you saute your leeks and onions in the butter for about 5 minutes until they soften up, like we said in the potato soup, and with how I saute onions for a lot of stuff. And you add the potatoes, the chicken stock, and salt and pepper, and you bring that to a boil. Then cover and simmer 35 minutes. Let that simmer slowly and cook, and cool it slightly. And then if you want to use a blender, you blend the mixture until it's smooth. You can use an immersion blender or if you've got a processor. And I don't mind it not being too finely. I like a little bit of the bits of onion and leek in it, you know, where you have them in there.
Sure.
And you add your milk and cream. You cook over medium heat until it's heated all the way through and stir it. And if you've got some fresh chives, I do have a little pot of chives, and I do like those, which are kind of like little funny green onions, you know, and ground black pepper on it. And that's a tasty, tasty soup.
And I would say you need to pay attention to that medium heat so that you don't scorch things.
That's true of a lot of things. You got to keep some sort of an eye on it. You have to kind of watch some stuff when you cook it. You know, you can't go off and look at Facebook and spend time on the telephone, which this is a voice of experience talking. You got time for a little grape salad? A little cool thing after these soups?
Sure, let's go ahead with it.
Okay, I got this recipe from Susan Chilman, and it's, you know, I glean recipes from all my friends, and which I appreciate that. But it's a grape salad, and it's really good. Now, Susan made it when I ate it. She made it all with low-fat stuff, and that's good. I'll tell you, she uses brown sugar Splenda, and you low-fat cream cheese and low-fat sour cream, and you didn't forfeit much flavor there, but I'm going to give you the recipe using the real stuff. You take 4 pounds of red grapes, 8 ounces of cream cheese, 8 ounces of sour cream, a teaspoon vanilla, half a cup chopped pecans, and a half a cup brown sugar. I cut the big red grapes in half, but you mix the cream cheese, the sour cream, and the vanilla with the grapes and sprinkle the top of it with brown sugar and pecans just before you serve it. If you're wanting to watch your calories or watch your sugar, you can use Splenda or Tevia, whatever anybody's using, you know, for a sweetener. You could eat this and not feel guilty at all.
Well, Miss Sammy, that's a pretty simple recipe.
First time I ate it, Susan had brought it where I was, and I wanted to just take the bowl and lick it. And you know, you can get that brown sugar Splenda, too.
Yes.
You can make it with regular brown sugar. She had that Splenda on it, and I really couldn't even tell the difference. But somehow the brown sugar and the sour cream and that cream cheese and the grapes and the pecans, very, very tasty. You can have one of those bowls of soup and a little bowl of this then to cleanse your palate. Very good meal.
Well, I would love to try a bowl of that.
You try to watch your sugar, and with using these other things, you could just enjoy it and not even feel guilty.
All right. Well, Miss Sammy, we have reached the end of our time here today. Do want to tell our listeners, if you would like a copy of any of the recipes you heard today, it's very simple. All you have to do on email, send it to wxbc@bbtel.com, and please put Attention Skinny Cook in the subject line, or you can cut out the middleman and email Miss Sammy direct at sammyq@bbtel.com.
And you know, I had to give credit to these friends of mine who have shared these recipes with me, because, you know, when you've been around as long as I have and eaten as many meals, you share a lot of good recipes with a lot. Breckenridge County has got a lot of good cooks.
It does. You know. Well, Miss Sammy, tell them what we always say.
Oh, don't ever trust that skinny cook.